If we were to summarize the entirety of the Christmas season in one word, one single word had to carry forth all of our hopes and all of our dreams and all of our aspirations and all of our feelings, I think for many of us that word would be wonder. Wonder is what we experience when we see a Christmas tree, when we light our Advent candles. Wonder is that look on our children's faces when they see the presents under the tree. Wonder is the experience of being together with our friends and our families, usually, as we gather together at Christmas time. Wonder, I think, for many of us, might be the one defining word, the one word that captures the entirety of the Christmas season. We wonder at what God is doing in our midst as well, because the wonderment that we experience with God is born not of lights or tinsel or presents or gift wrap. The wonder that we experience in God's presence is something deeper, something more important, something more primal. We are wondering at God who is doing something in our midst that we know is powerful, that we know is good, that we know is whole and complete, but we don't wholly or completely understand it. That God came to live amongst us as a person, was born as a baby, grew into a man, lived among his contemporaries, then died on the cross for our sins and was resurrected 3 days later. It's easy enough to say out loud with words, but it's so hard to fully grasp the wonder of Christmas when those truths are so large. What does it mean that God chose to live amongst us as a person? Well, it means God loves us very, very much to begin with. It means that God was willing to set aside all of his glory, all of his amazing wonder that he had in his kingdom, and to come and live not just among us, but humbly among us, born of a carpenter and his young wife, in a stable, in a small town, unheralded by the world, but heralded by the angels themselves, bringing some of the wonder of heaven to this simple birth. We cannot, for the life of us, fully comprehend what it means for Jesus to go to the cross, because when we say the words, they mean what we think they mean, but to fully live into those words that Christ died on the cross for the sins of all humanity, for you, for me, for every person who will believe in Jesus Christ, their sins are wholly and completely forgiven. The wonder of those words are hard for us to fully take into our heart, because we may hear them, we may understand them, but in the back of our minds, we hold out. The wonder of it is too much. Am I truly forgiven of all my sins? Can I forgive myself if God has forgiven me of my sins? What about the things that no one knows about? Are those things forgiven? What about the things that I am embarrassed about, feel shame about? Am I forgiven of those things? And yet Jesus Christ says to us from the cross, you are forgiven, not of a little, not of a lot, but of all. Can we hold that wonder in? Wonder at the resurrection. For those of us who yet live in this world, in the midst of death yet around us, the knowledge that the words say that as Christ has been raised up from the grave to live forever, you and I will be lifted up to live forever. The wonder of that truth and promise is too great for any of us to fully take in. It is too great a promise. It is too great a wonder. We can only grasp at the edges of it. But that very edge of it is enough to give us hope. Hope for life that goes beyond this life. I say to you all that wonder is the word that summarizes this Christmas Eve season, but it isn't. You see, in the Gospel of John, John begins by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What does the Word do? The Word gives life to all humankind. Nothing is made that is not made through that Word. And then what does that Word do? It comes down to dwell among us as a man. If there is one Word that fully encompasses the wonder of the season, it's not wonder. It's simply this: Jesus. It is the only Word that fully encompasses all of God's miraculous plan for you and for me. It is what we celebrate this Christmas. It is the true light of the season. It is the true source of our heart's true joy. So thank you for being with me this Christmas Eve. May the wonder that is Jesus carry you through this year with hope, with joy, and with peace. Amen.